The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with top Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat in London. The two were expected to discuss Palestine's bid at the U.N. to set a two-year deadline for Israeli troops to withdraw from the occupied West Bank. The draft will be submitted to the U.N. Security Council tomorrow. And ahead of the meeting, Kerry said there is a need to, quote, carefully calibrate any steps taken regarding the talks between Israel and the Palestinians. In the past few days, Kerry has discussed the issue in separate meetings with his European counterpart, as well as the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Earlier, Netanyahu criticized European governments for siding with Palestinians over the bid. He said that Tel Aviv will strongly reject any UN move to set a time frame for Israel's withdrawal from Palestinian land. Philip Weiss, co-editor of MundoWeiss.net, joins us from New York. Tell us what he thinks about this. Philip Weiss, 2 years is what the PA has is submitting to the UN.
Actually, yes, the proposal is hardly an earth-shaking one. It's for we've learned that it's for a very conventional two-state solution, which allows a lot of settlers even to remain east of the Green Line. And even for land swaps that would put Palestinians who are Israelis inside a Palestinian state. But even this proposal is seen as radical by the Israelis, and I think that we might be heading towards some real confrontation, and a very important confrontation.
Well, can you please clarify for us, first of all, why do you think there would be a reason for the PA to come out with a two-year time frame regarding this? And in the meantime, what does that spell out in the occupied territories? We know in a matter of a week you can have announcements of up to, I don't know, 1,300 settlements, illegal settlement plans by Israel. This gives them 2 years to do what they want, pretty much, in the occupied territories.
Well, I mean, we never have ever seen the Palestinian Authority as a leader on this question. The Palestinian Authority is largely a collaborationist regime that has worked with both the occupier and with the United States. And many Palestinians on the street are very unhappy with their representation, as so many in the Middle East are with their governments. But even so, what we're seeing is this a government that really wants to work with Israel and the United States. Even this government knows that it has to take something of a stand. And even a two-year deadline on the occupation is a stand. I mean, think of it. That'll be 50 years of occupation when they want this to come to an end. 50 years. It's an astonishing number.
And when it comes to Europe, we have seen, Philip Weiss, in secession. Many countries now, although unofficially, but they've submitted a resolution, non-binding, recognizing Palestine. I think France was the latest one in a string of European countries. How much of an effect does Europe have when it comes to the issue of the peace process between Israel and Palestine?
Well, I think that whatever the peace process is, and certainly from a Palestinian standpoint, it's been a charade for 10 or 15 years. I believe that Europe and the United States are working together on this one to increase pressure on Israel. The United States is Israel's chief backer and can't be seen by domestically to be taking too hard a stand on Israel. But I think it's working with these European countries to up the pressure. And the big question here is whether, if there is a resolution in the Security Council to end the occupation in 2 years, whether the United States will at last stand up for its own policy, which is that the occupation is illegal. I mean, that is truly the official understanding, that, and whether the United States will stand up for that policy and at least abstain, not veto the resolution. And that could be an earthquake in American politics.
I got about 30 seconds, Philip Weiss. Do you think this is going to end when Obama's term ends?
No, this is just going to keep going on and on and on. Unfortunately, the United States is not able to reach any clarity on this question. Our next president will be equally as confused on policy. The Israel lobby is a major force in our politics, and Americans are waking up slowly.
Very well. Philip Weiss, co-editor of MundoWeiss.net.